Chapter 2. Blame It on the Dog. Abby, a voice says that night. I sit up in bed. Did I just hear my name? It's 11:45 and I haven't been able to fall asleep. I'm too upset about the Robin situation. Also, my room is very cold. There may not be snow in Smithville, but our house, which is really old, is freezing. My parents keep trying to fix the heater, but can't seem to get it right. Tonight, I put on 2 pairs of socks, green flannel pajamas, a fleece sweatshirt, and a blue and white striped knit hat to go to bed. Yes, a hat. Next, I hear, Jonah. The voice is faint and sounds a little bit like wind chimes. Is that Mary Rose? Mary Rose is the fairy that lives inside our magic mirror. At least, I think she lives inside it. Maybe she's trapped. Or maybe she's hiding. To be honest, we're not exactly sure what her housing situation is. Anyway, is Mary Rose really talking to me all the way from the basement? Did anyone else hear her? Step through, I hear her say. Step through the mirror? Does Mary Rose want us to go into another fairy tale? Please come, the voice chimes. Part of me wants to yell, Mary Rose, we can't go through the magic mirror. I promised my parents that I wouldn't. But I don't yell because that would so wake my parents up. Last time Jonah and I were visiting a fairy tale, my mom and dad woke up while we were away. They couldn't find us and called the police. Seriously, the police! Luckily, we came back through the mirror before the police actually arrived, and before flyers with our pictures were taped all over the neighborhood with the word missing stamped across our foreheads. And luckily, our parents didn't realize where we'd been. But it was very, very close. My parents made us promise that we would never disappear at night again. We promised. So now we can't go. Even though it's awesome. Even though I miss it and Jonah misses it. I cover my head with my pillow. Creak. Wait, is that a door opening? Oh no. Did Mary Rose wake up my parents? My parents will not be happy if they discover that there is a talking mirror in the basement. Although if they did find out, then at least I wouldn't have to lie about it anymore. But I bet they'd be pretty freaked out. Maybe they would give the mirror away. Although it's bolted to the wall, if they couldn't get it off, maybe they would want to move. I'd have to go to another school. I bet Robin would miss me then. I hear another creak. The sound is coming from right next to my room, which means it's my brother's door and not my parents. Maybe Mary Rose woke up Jonah, too. I glance at the clock. It's 11:56. Mary Rose only lets us through the mirror at midnight. Is Jonah sneaking down to the basement? Is he planning on going through the mirror without me? He better not be. He knows he's not allowed to do that. Jonah, I say quietly. No answer. I push off my covers, jump out of bed, and hurry to stop him. But he's not in the hallway. Our puppy Prince is. I should have guessed. Prince always sleeps in my brother's room. Right now, his ears are perked up like little triangles, meaning he's listening to something. Come down, calls the voice in the basement. Prince's tail wags. He's eyeing the staircase. Prince, no, I whisper. I reach out to try and grab him, but he slips out of my hands and scurries down the stairs. Prince, stop! I whisper furiously. She's not talking to you. She's talking to us. It's not his fault he listened. The word come is one of his command words. He won't be able to go far, I tell myself as I race down the stairs. I'm sure the basement door is closed. It always is. Prince may have pushed Jonah's door open, but that doesn't mean he'll be able to do the same to the basement door. On that one, you have to actually turn the handle. And anyway, even if he did get into the basement, it's not like the mirror would suck him inside. He'd have to knock 3 times on it for Mary Rose to take him. And Prince might be smart, but he does not know how to knock. I reach the basement door. It's wide open. Okay, I wasn't expecting that. Who left the door open? Probably Jonah. He's usually to blame when things go wrong, like most little brothers. Although maybe my parents were working in the basement before bed. All I know for sure is, it wasn't me. I am not to blame. I am never to blame. At least, not usually. Prince! I call down. Should I go get him? Yes. No. Yes. No. I can't. I specifically promised my parents I wouldn't go into the basement at night. If I take another step, then I am officially breaking my promise. I do not like to break promises. Unlike Robin. Prince! I'm waiting here for you! I whisper yell. Prince doesn't answer. Prince, if you come back upstairs, I'll give you a treat. Do you want some peanut butter? Peanut butter. I'm eating peanut butter right now. It's delicious. I will eat all of it by myself if you don't come back up the stairs. Come on, Prince, come on. I do not want to stand here all night. It's cold, but at least I'm wearing two pairs of fuzzy socks, a fleece sweatshirt, and a hat. I am making fake food slurping sounds when I see it. A purple light radiating up the stairs. Oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no. I hear a whimper. Prince, no! Without thinking, I run down the stairs. Prince paws the glass. The reflection in the mirror starts to swirl like a tornado. Step back, Prince, step back! I yell. What do? Do I try and grab him? What if the mirror pulls me inside? I promised my parents I wouldn't go into the basement, and I can't go without Jonah. My heart is racing. Do I go? Do I not go? Do I go? Do I not go? The mirror turns into a vacuum cleaner, and with a loud slurp sound, Prince is sucked inside. Ah! I hold the banister tight so I don't get pulled along. After a few seconds, the mirror stops swirling. Abby? I hear. I turn around to see Jonah standing at the top of the stairs. What's happening? He asks. Where's Prince? I catch my breath, and then I say, Prince escaped from your room and got into the basement and went through the mirror. I try to keep my voice down so I won't wake my parents, but it's tough. This is a crisis. Jonah's eyebrows shoot up. Alone? Of course alone. I'm here, aren't I? Jonah runs down the stairs. Abby, you let my dog go through the mirror alone? First of all, he's our dog, I huff. And second of all, this isn't my fault. You didn't close your bedroom door properly, and you probably left the basement door open too. I did not, he says. I wasn't even in the basement today. You were the one making up dance routines with Frankie down here. Oops. He's not wrong, but I'm sure I closed it. I must have. Jonah twists his bottom lip. Do you think Prince will come back on his own? I stomp my foot. No, of course I don't. How can he? He's just a dog. Jonah cocks his head to the side. But he's a smart dog. But still a dog, Jonah. A dog. What do we do? He points to the mirror. We go after him. I feel frantic. But we promised Mom and Dad we wouldn't. But we don't have a choice. Jonah looks at his new Spider-Man watch. We have to go now. It's midnight. He's right. Wait, should we get shoes? No shoes, no time. Let's go. Jonah knocks once. The mirror makes a hissing sound. He knocks again, and a purple haze falls over the room. He knocks one more time, fast. The mirror swirls like a washing machine. I feel my curly brown hair twisting and twirling, and see Jonah's hair flapping like a flag in the wind. Maybe this time it will be Jack and the Beanstalk, Jonah says, hopefully. Jonah is always hoping it's Jack and the Beanstalk. That would be fun, I say. Then I add, as long as the giant doesn't step on Prince. Jonah pales. I'm only... Before I can say joking, the mirror sucks us both inside.